Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today, and you are looking almost live inside Gillette Stadium as we present an inter-conference clash of the Knights of the Keyboard, Titans at play, as the Patriots media confronts the Saints media here at Gillette Stadium. And hi everyone, Bob Soucy along with the Advocate, beat writer for the New Orleans Saints, Nick Underhill, formerly, of course, on the other side, covering the Patriots on a regular basis. Nick, looking forward to this showdown. Should be quite a matchup out there of these two media rivals.
I'm looking at the body types out there. The Patriots side looks a little bit more athletic, so if I had to handicap this one, I think I'd start siding out with the New England team.
That's the perspective of us two. Now let's go to Miranda Mason, our sideline reporter, standing by with the one and only Scott Zolak.
Thanks, Bob. So, you've said in previous interviews that you've played in a lot of big games in your career, but This is the pinnacle. Why?
Oh, nothing like this. I think it's based on the talent that you put around it. And you look at guys where, you know, you're surrounded by Hall of Fame talent. It's the quarterbacks that you put average Joe Schmoes around that you elevate everybody else in the huddle kind of makes you separate from everybody. So that's what motivates me here most today.
All right. Thanks, so.
Thanks a lot,
luck.
Miranda. I'll see
Bob,
you post-game week one.
Thanks, Miranda and Zoe. Break a leg out there. Of course, figuratively speaking. Just in case, there's a third team here today. The EMTs.
Jim McBride, ACL. Tom Curran, MCL.
Moving ahead to further action, the Bards of the Bay State got off to a great start, grabbing an early lead on a strike from Zolak to Comcast Sportsnet's Phil Perry. Shades of San Francisco in December of 98. Meanwhile, our very own Miranda Mason came off the sideline to shore up the pass defense for the nattering nabobs of New England. However, the resilient Cajuns came raging back. Despite pregame defections leaving them shorthanded, the saintly scribes surged to a two-score lead, prompting an early hook for the New England QB, who holstered his six-shooters and walked off into the sunset, leaving former Big Ten star Steve Burton to try to bail out the Barons of the New England Beat. And yet, despite a Burton deep ball to Comcast Sportsnet's Tom Curran drawing them closer, the red-clad boys and girls of fall were denied greatness on the gridiron.
This was a tough one. We're a new team. We came out here and we wanted to do what was best for the team, whatever the coaches asked of us. This is going to be a tough one, but we're on to the Bears.